Good afternoon. Have you thought about what you put on your skin this morning? Well, this is what we're discussing this afternoon because we're talking about eco-friendly products, chemical-free cosmetics, and I'm joined by Niels Alakad, who is the CEO of the Organic Supermarket and Cafe, who are currently stocking, I'm just finding out about, a great number of new products which have been certified and tested, and I think on two levels, both on Niels, quite strict certification, as well as the countries that they come from, the origins. Niels, welcome once again to the Green Team. And we're also joined by Lina Al-Abbas, who is the founder of Zen Beauty Lounge, who again has got her own very strict, I think, ethics and morals as to how and what she serves and sells within her Zen Beauty Lounge. Again, chemical-free products as well. But I think what I find interesting about the two of you is that not only are you've got your own businesses, but you're also very much got your own ethics, and that's sort of following through. And at the bottom line, is that what it's about, Niels? It's about you sticking to those principles?
Yeah, I think that's what it's about worldwide. If we're any of us are going to make a difference, the change starts with yourself, and I keep on saying that. A lot of people go out there and say, oh, it's not going to make a difference, oh, I'm not going to make a difference. Well, with that attitude, you definitely won't. But if you do take the first step and change, then yes, it will make a difference. It'll make a difference for your health. It'll make a difference for you. It'll make a difference for everybody else who sees that it makes a difference for you, everybody else who's influenced by it. And this sort of spreads. You know, if I would have taken that attitude and I wouldn't have had an organic foods and cafe here, I'm sure, I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands of people who have been affected. And they then have affected thousands and thousands of people. And that's, you know, one stone starts a ripple.
And so it goes on.
So I think, everybody has to start. That's when it comes to environment, when we're talking about environmental things, we're talking about health everywhere.
Well, there was a very good point again, which maybe I can bring up by one of our listeners, talking about SMEs, about being, you know, the backbone of the economy, and but it, that sort of like eco SMEs, it should be ESMEs, and that, you know, these are something I've seen more of, especially through this show. We've seen a lot more people setting up their own businesses or sidelines and businesses like that. But would you like to see a bit more support on that? Would you like to see a bit more encouragement for people to perhaps set up more eco sort of style businesses?
Yeah, you know, it's very difficult in any economy and in any environment. I think it's especially all that harder here, where a lot of the people are expats and have to go through all the paperwork that an expat has to do to set up a business.
Well, I think even, I mean, Lina is an Emirati, and I'm sure, did you have lots of paperwork as well?
Yes.
Yeah, lots of things like
so
that.
So setting up a small business, A, is not easy, and B, is not cheap. I think it's way too expensive to set up a small business in this country. And just going back to why some cosmetics go out of stock and stuff, the process of registering and getting certain things done just so that they're legal for import and legal for sale in this country is, you know, it's a daunting task for any small company to do. So what happens is a lot of these standards that are really supported by US government, other governments, and they're really all funded and pushed by big companies, by multinationals. And what's happening, it's an attempt to push out all the small boys. Yeah, so if you see all these organic cosmetics, natural cosmetics, most of them are small companies. Most of these small companies don't have the market, so they're not selling enough to make it viable to go through the whole process of registering. It's a very expensive process. And then when you do that, you know, as a small company, that's a big outlay. So a lot of these things are very, how can I say, they prevent small companies from succeeding. So you end up having more and more big companies, less and less products on offer. And I think that's where a lot more has to be done, because all the ideas and the small ideas become big ideas and big business tomorrow. And I think there's not enough help being done. And this is actually not just for the UAE. This is really worldwide, you know, where the more big companies muscle in on the territories and just leave less and less space for small companies to do business.
Would you like to see then maybe some kind of a cooperative? Do you think that might work as a way to collaborate? with small companies together. I'm not quite sure how that would work as far as...
That's very difficult. I see the more you have to depend on anybody else, the harder your job gets. You know, it's easier if you can do what you have to do. And a lot of countries had it. I remember in the UK, you could set up a small business. It took 1 hour. You know, that was like 15 years ago. You could go and set it up 1 hour. That's a done setup. You know, and if you can take off all the red tape and the expense for small companies, I think that's one good step forward. And of course, you can categorize it and say, okay, fine, companies of this particular category get this fast track. You know, it's always dangerous because everybody's going to try and
go that way. There has to be, obviously,
to take advantage of it. But yeah, I think if you can make it easier.
Mm. But there's a difference between regulations and just making it a lot difficult. I firmly believe in legislation and regulations to make sure that those companies are doing what they're supposed to be doing. I mean, that's extremely important. But you're saying it doesn't necessarily have to be so complicated or so difficult.
Yeah, I think there has to be also concessions for small companies.
Mm.
If you have to be compliant with everything, you have to be compliant with, you know, to be honest, if we had to be compliant with the standards that are set out here, I can tell you can take half the products off the shelf in the UAE right now because they're non-compliant. So there's already a lot of leniency shown. But I think if that can be directed towards the little companies who are really trying to do good, that could help a lot.
What about as well, if we're sticking primarily with, I'm using the word eco companies of sorts, if there could be some kind of a subsidized method of sorts, or if, which I'm sure a major issue for both of you is, I'm presuming the majority of all your products are imported, perhaps some of the, on the food side, I know that some are grown locally and regionally. But on the cosmetic side, every single one of them is imported from all over the world. Perhaps there should be a greater focus then on creating and production of products within the region.
Eco city. See where you get a cheaper rent and you can set up a company real fast without the red tape.
Eco city, I love it.
Yeah, there you go.
We want eco city.
Nina's Galina's in there already. What a great idea.
You can have the homeopaths.
Can we live there too?
And the beauty salons and the organic shops.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, it should be the whole of Dubai. That would be nice if Dubai was eco city. But I suppose it's just food for thought and something to think about. But encouraging small businesses. And let's not even talk about medium business. Let's talk about small businesses. excuse me, I'm going to cough now. But businesses that... you're going to have to talk because I have to cough. Niels, tell us something. What's your eco wish?
That's it, my eco city, where we get vetted for genuineness. And then, you know, that actually gets together with that idea of like a co-op where everybody helps each other.
Mm.
Well, that's critical mass, you know. People who are interested in that go to eco city and they get everything. Everything that is.
You heard it here first, and Niels said it. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us, Niels. Niels Alakad, from the CEO of the Organic Supermarket and Cafe. Can you give me the address of the store? Yes, it's at the Dubai Mall on the ground floor.
It's in the lower ground floor.
Huge one, and it's got loads of cosmetics and products.
It's best to go to P2, parking 2, lower ground floor, and the outlet is called Organic Foods and Cafe.
Thank you.
I know you keep on saying Organic Supermarket.
And Cafe, I'm sorry.
It is a supermarket, but it's actually called Organic Foods and Cafe. All these people are typing in Google Organic Supermarket and Cafe. It doesn't exist.
What have I done? Thank you, Niels. One at the Greens as well. Let's not forget the one at the Greens.
It's on the website.
Right.
Organic Foods and Cafe.
Foods and Cafe. Niels, thank you. And again, a big thanks to Lina Al-Abbas from Zen Beauty Lounge. Again, if you want to find Zen Beauty Lounge, head down to Discovery Gardens. You can check them on Facebook. You can follow them on Twitter. Oh, you've got everything up and running here. You can send an email to eco_lounge@yahoo.com and give them a call also on 434-3017. Lina, all the very best to you.